You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. This program may contain adult themes and nudity, and you can never go wrong with that. Speaking of always being right, views expressed on this program are those of life-experienced mechanics. Continued listening may cause addiction and, in rare cases, a rash. Discretion is advised. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, it's time. Let's hit it.
Yee-haw!
Hey, it's a great day to be up. You know, my philosophy is any day you wake up is a great day. And I'm sure you will agree with what I'm telling you. Today we have a great lineup for you. Carrie Schmidt from the OPP is going to be calling in. And because it's a long weekend, well, we all know about that.
So you got Johnny Law on line one.
Yes.
And then you're going to call a lawyer on line two.
Yeah, Justin Kubiak is going to be calling in, and we're going to talk about Tesla. Tesla went ahead and sued the Ontario government and won.
Woohoo!
And the Ontario government as well. We'll talk about that, actually, with Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to Jonathan. And Jonathan is the CEO of Car Generator. This is an emergency device in case the power goes out and you're sitting there in the dark. Well, if you got a car, you got power. I like that. It's a good. That should be his logo.
You got a car, you got power.
What do you call it underneath there, Steve?
Their tagline?
Yeah, tagline.
Trademark.
Trademark. No, it's tagline.
Not hard. Trademark.
Right. Okay.
G-R-A-D-E-M-A-R-K.
You got a car? You got power.
I'll bring it. Hang on. We got our order coming in. Three Caesars and a biscotti. There
Thank
you go.
Thank you so much.
It's Saturday, why not?
By the way, contest is started for Mexico.
See?
If you want to become a Mexican and talk about NAFTA from the other end.
So what do you mean if you want to become a Mexican?
No,
you can be there for a week.
It's to the Mayan Riviera.
I've been there. It's actually gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually beautiful. Mayan Riviera, we fly you down. You have a hotel room for 3 weeks.
Come back.
No, not three weeks.
Three days. That's a great holiday. Sign me up.
Okay, no more Caesars for him.
Seriously.
3 days, and you can extend that if you want. You just talk to the agent, and then we'll fly you back home. That's really nice.
That's prize number one.
Yes, prize number
Door number two.
Is a set of Salen tires. From Salen for your car or light truck.
Mm-hmm.
And door number three is a preparation from Rust.
Preparation K. Preparation K, I think.
You get Crown. Go get Crown.
Crown rustproofing from Crown and a set of those great floor mats. I love those floor mats.
They're great.
Yeah, I mean, I spilled coffee and it didn't make a mess at all, which is good. So we start this morning with Carrie Schmidt when we come back for a quick break. Then we're going to take your phone calls. We've got a gentleman holding on right now.
Already?
To talk to. And
how many years of experience do you have, Al? With this guy?
With Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, for a long time. Yeah. I had hair when I started.
That's true.
13 years, 1 year at a time.
So even if you're not bald, like these guys are, give us a call. We're here for the entire hour, like it or not. And the Caesars are
Big
on
shot.
Us.
Big shot. He's got hair. You
Caesars
know?
Are
seriously,
on us.
Seriously.
I think he rents it.
I think it comes off at night. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back in a moment.
I Uber my hair. It works all the time. I like that. Is that a car generator in your pocket?
You're happy to see me.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And don't forget, you can listen to the show online at davescornergarage.com. The boys have brand new shirts. Caesars are done. Bagels are being passed around. And we're ready to go. Davey, right. Camera 42.
Okay, we're on the phone with Carrie. And good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
It's a beautiful day.
I'm looking at your Twitter. I always watch your Twitter site. And
Excuse me.
This 34-year-old guy is being charged with impaired by drug. How the heck did you find that out?
Well,
he fell out of the car?
It was the empty bag of chips in the pizza box.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? First of all, the crash was the first indicator. This guy went flying down a side road through an intersection, through a dead end, ramped off of a steel guide rail, through a row of trees, into down a ditch, and then up into the highway. slamming into several of the vehicles that were going the opposite direction,
wow.
rolling over, and when we got him out, he was just in a condition that was obviously something was wrong. Pretty simple to tell, and you know, we have our drug recognition officers that do their tests, and this guy here, he was totally loaded and looped and impaired. And luckily, he didn't get killed or kill someone else in that crash. But
so was his reply just like, "Wow, man"?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly.
Wow, man. Wow, did you see what happened? Oh, Jesus!
Do you, Carrie? Have you got like special forces that are separate from the other force that do specifically drug testing on the side of the roads?
No, we do the same testing that other police services do as well, and they go through a whole battery of tests that are approved through the courts and through the medical systems, and they're complete reliable indicators that tell us when someone is impaired by a drug, what kind of drug, and the courts will accept that evidence into evidence, and that will certainly assist us in getting a conviction, and obviously taking these people off the road is our priority, because having an impaired driver is just a huge issue for us. We've had about 25 people die already in the water wow. and on the trails, like not in a vehicle.
Yeah.
And all of these people, half of them were either were drug or alcohol impaired. And when it comes down to road collisions, car crashes, alcohol or drug impaired driving is one of our top issues, big four concerns that we see all the time.
You know what? We were talking in the green room. You were telling me 25 people have passed away on the water, and none of them were wearing life jackets.
Not a single one of them. Well, not a single person that was found deceased was wearing a life jacket. And it just seems like people feel invincible. You're getting into a nice boat. You're going fishing. You're going for a ride, and you don't realize. And if you've been drinking, which half of these people have been, they just take caution to the wind, and all of a sudden now they're fighting for their life. And just like a car crash, when you need a seatbelt or when you need your life jacket, you're not going to have any time to put it on. So wear already with
yes.
confidence, and that could be the difference between living and dying.
Yeah, I just had a small accident a couple weeks ago myself. Thankfully, I was only in 3 feet of water, but I stepped in the boat and fell right out immediately. What the heck happened there?
It's, you know, it's easy to do too. We have friends who have we borrow their cottage called OPC Weekends,
mm-hmm.
And we up in Parry Sound, and you're on a pontoon, Carrie,
yep.
and you know, a pontoon boat. It's big, it's comfortable, and the life jackets are there. Guilty of it, you know. We're sitting there, you watch what you're drinking,
yeah.
But at the same time, you have this comfort level that, hey, we're okay, we're on a pontoon boat. Even people who go camping, I mean, they're close to a ledge, and it can happen.
Well, you heard about that lady who fell out of the cruise ship down in the Mediterranean. She treaded water for 10 hours before being rescued.
You just
never know. In a life jacket, had she been wearing it, she's probably not going to be wearing it in a cruise ship. But unbelievable. Fortunately, she made it through. But the same thing, on a pontoon or wherever you are, and you can get these small inflatable life jackets that they just hang around your neck. They're actually not bad looking, and when they get wet, they inflate, and that's when you need them.
Yeah, so.
Carrie, it's a holiday weekend. You guys are doing something special?
Yeah, you know, we've got our long weekend, Labor Day weekend. We're focusing on distracted driving, inattentive drivers. 31 people dead already because of inattentive driving.
Wow.
Over 700 people dead in the last 10 years. Unbelievably huge issue for us on the highways. By over 5,600 crashes already this year alone. So we got our airplane in the sky looking for aggressive driving. We got our officers on the ground, you know, patrol vehicles. We're using transport trucks to look for distracted drivers in trucks and other vehicles around big trucks. So that's certainly a little different way of doing our job. And, yeah, it's the last weekend before summer. We're going to be shoveling snow before we know it. So let's enjoy these times. And
don't
and
even sure. talk like that. I'm going to be in Florida watching.
Oh, here we go. The Florida lines are starting already, Carrie. Here comes the Florida.
And, of course, don't forget, guys, Tuesday morning, going to be a lot more people on the roads.
Yes, the kids are back.
Yeah, and all the little kids going to school watching for their friends and not watching for traffic when they're running across the street with their backpacks on and their little bicycles going around. So you know, please be careful out there. And remember that these guys are pretty excited to see their friends, and they're not thinking about crossing at the crosswalk or waiting for the signal. So just be extra vigilant. And, you know, most of the times when we go through these patrol zones doing enforcement, it's not, you know, crazy drivers that are ripping through these school zones. It's the parents. It's the moms and dads that are dropping the kids off. And they're the ones that need to be reminded that, hey, you've got to think about what you're doing. Put that phone down and focus on the road.
Kerry, thank you so much.
Hey, awesome. Have yourself an awesome, awesome long weekend.
Thank you.
Stay safe, my friend. Enjoy. Yeah.
Kerry's available any 400 series highway. Just look for the black and white and smile.
Dave'sCornerGarage.com is where you are right now, and we welcome your calls for the rest of the hour. Interesting stuff coming up about Tesla. Mm-hmm. And also a great, cool invention called CarGenerator.com. That's coming up next.
You got a car, you got power.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and to Kerry Schmidt's point from the OPP, one of the worst areas, if you go to the 400 to around, like, Gasoline Alley,
yeah, right?
Forget it. It's like there's always something going on. So be extra careful. Take your time, and you'll get there. You got three days.
You know, there's an article in the Star that says people are wired to be aggressive on the road. It's something in our DNA that we see as a car cutting us off or something as a threat, and we respond wrong. You know, like, so the guy cuts you off, back off a little bit. And if you see him in the driveway, then let him know how you feel.
Can you do that, though?
I watched a guy this morning.
I do, yeah.
I watched a guy coming down the parkway this morning, and he was so hell-bent, and he was getting off at the next exit. So the only thing he accomplished was that extra 30 feet. I went, worth getting killed or something
like
that.
Really crazy people. Let's go quickly to the phone. We have Peter on the phone. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I have a 2018
RAV4.
Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
After I got it, I went and had it rust-proof by Crown.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And on my tailgate, I have a switch that I, when it's open, I can press it and it'll close. This switch is covered by a piece of flexible rubber. About a month and a half ago, I pressed it, and the piece of rubber fell off.
Uh-huh.
I took it to Toyota, and they looked at it, and they said the reason why it has lost its flexibility is because of the rust-proofing.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they get a new part in and blah, blah, blah. So I took it to the Crown people that did it, and they admitted it was the rust-proofing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
In fact, he took me to his truck and showed me a bed liner he had for his truck. He put down some rust proofing, put the bed liner back on, and in a couple of days it all buckled. So anyway, my question is, what is going to happen to the rest of the
car
seals and rubbers?
Okay. Well, what does happen is it's actually sprayed with a silicone before the product is applied. The silicone keeps the product away from the rubbers. So obviously whoever applied it has missed that little button. Now, if you contact Crown, they will replace it for you without any question. Okay? So in other words... There's no... Like I say, somebody has missed spraying the button. So go back to the Crown guy. He'll arrange for you to get a new switch, and they'll pay for it.
Well, anyway, Toyota ordered the new part.
Okay.
They replaced it.
Under warranty?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, all right, that's good. But if it was not under warranty, Crown steps up. I've heard of it before. It's because the applicator did not spray the rubbers with silicone and didn't do that properly.
The other thing is, when Toyota replaced the part, they just didn't replace the rubber cap. They replaced the whole switch.
Yes, uh-huh. One piece.
Yeah, like I found that out, you know, just I just found it sort of unreasonable. They just couldn't put a new rubber cap on.
We've lost them.
But the reality is,
may not have been available as a separate item.
Yeah, it's called platform building. That switch is used probably in 14 different applications.
Right,
not that many. And so they will use the same switch for other things, mm-hmm. and it ends up as a normal part. And it's not expensive.
But I've done work for Crown myself where they've hired me to make a correction, and they're super that way. And they'll want to know about it, too, because they want to stop it from having it
exactly
happening
right.
in the future. So I would certainly call them and bring their to that to
email from a listener says, where do I draw the line? My car is 14 years old, needs a new engine. Put an engine in it or write it off?
Say goodnight.
Why do you say that?
You know what? I had one in this week, as a matter of fact. Volvo was only 10 years old, and the guy hadn't addressed or read the owner's manual, which talked about changing the timing belt, which was like broken. And in this car, now the motor's toast. So
10 years he went without changing the belt.
Correct.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Well, it happens.
Very smart. You know what the experts say? Experts say if it's 75% of the real value of the vehicle. So you go to a website, find out what your car could be worth,
mm-hmm.
and if it's 75% of that value, fix it.
Oh, fix it.
More than 75, write it.
Okay.
And the website is what? That's VRMCanada.com?
Yeah, VRMCanada. That'll give you an idea of what your car is worth.
Great
and actually,
website.
If you're trading your car in and you don't want to over-allow and you want to get an idea of what they're going to give you for your car, VRMCanada. Make sure it's rough. Because
beautiful.
They don't actually cover good cars.
Okay. Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back right after these messages. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And before the hour is out, speaking of power, we're going to talk to the inventor from CarGenerator.com, John Schlew, Jonathan Schlew, about how it works.
I want to know what a nacho is.
Well, you could go down to Mayan Riviera and you can Al's giving me that look. You can touch you. You can go get a nacho.
Okay, Justin is on the phone, and Justin's with Fogler Rubinoff, one of the largest law firms in Canada. And actually, my son used to work there many, 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 many years ago. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Listen, and that's another good thing. No expenses bared on this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's 10:40. It's 10:30. Let's see how much this costs us here. Just kidding.
So Tesla's in the news lately. They did win their court case against the conservative government. My question is, first off, why would the conservative government not give Tesla rebates?
That was the big question. Why was Tesla being treated any different from any other manufacturer of electric vehicles in Ontario? So the EV rebate program, that's something that was developed under the previous government, and essentially it was a program designed to give purchasers of electric vehicles an opportunity to buy them at a reduced cost, because typically electric vehicles are more expensive given the newness of the technology.
Yeah.
Part of Doug Ford's campaign was getting rid of the rebate, and certainly there was no problem with that. I think that is something that resonated well with Ontarians. The technology has been around for a while. The prices are coming down. But as soon as the Conservative government got elected, they decided to carry out their promise. They put in a legislation in place to remove the rebate program, and basically gave a soft landing. They gave, you know, a period of time so that purchasers of electric vehicles that already had cars in order and were expecting to take delivery soon, they would still get the benefit of the rebates. And the extension was until September 10th.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was, for Tesla, is they were the only manufacturer, and their customers were the only customers who, prior to the election, were eligible for a rebate, and after the election were not eligible for the rebate and weren't getting the benefit of this wind-down program. So Tesla decided to take the government to court, and they did so on an emergency basis, which makes sense. It prevented their customers from having to bring applications themselves to say, hey, why are we being treated different than other customers?
Is it because because Tesla is not a dealership? They were directly from the factory?
Well, that was exactly what the distinction was, said the government. The government said this wind-down program applies only to franchise dealerships.
Right, yes.
And Tesla doesn't have franchise dealerships, as most manufacturers do. And they do that for reasons that they want to control where their dealerships are and how they apply their own incentive programs. So they've taken a unique approach. But because of that, the government said, okay, you're not a dealership. You're a massive American corporation. You're not eligible for the rebate wind-down program.
Yeah, but the people that were getting hurt were the car purchaser.
100%. The purchasers, and you know, many people said, "Well, who cares, right? It's they're purchasers of a Tesla. They must be rich. They must be millionaires. They don't need the benefit of the rebate program." And that may be true, and that's maybe why you wind down the rebate program completely. But to single out a Tesla purchaser versus a BMW purchaser, it just didn't make sense. And that's essentially what Tesla said when they went to court. Why are our purchasers being treated differently? It's just not fair.
It's not fair.
And Justice Myers, the judge who this went before, agreed with Tesla ultimately and released his decision on Monday and gave a lengthy 20-page decision that basically said exactly that. It's not fair. There's no reasonable justification that Tesla purchasers should be treated any differently than other purchasers of electric vehicles.
Now, how do you think this is going to affect the sales of EVs? When they've done this in other countries, for instance, Sweden, the sales dropped in the toilet. Nobody was buying them because it's a $75,000 car, not a $60,000 car.
I think that's going to be the big issue going forward, that certainly electric vehicles still tend to be higher priced. As the market's growing, there are different manufacturers that are coming to the table. I know Nissan has some cars, yep. Mitsubishi has some cars, and they are providing lower price alternatives. But I certainly expect in the short term that there will be a slowdown in the sale of electric vehicles, in Ontario at least.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't really feel sorry for a guy buying a $100,000 car in crime because he didn't get a rebate.
Yeah, but it's the principle of it, though. I mean, money aside,
yeah.
You've worked hard to get the money, and you're entitled to buy whatever it is, whether it's a Volkswagen or a BMW or a Tesla. But the point is that they got the blocks put to them because they were independent. I think what Justin's talking about is very true. And, you know, knowing and reading about what Musk does, I don't think it's going to end here either. I think it's going to continue on with something else.
At the end of the day, I mean, they want to get us off fossil fuel. They want to stop burning oil, to spur it on, to get people to do it.
We have to change people's perceptions, and we have to get them into electric cars. And the people I've spoken to who've driven them say, oh, wow, like it's a different car, it's a different experience, but it's a great experience.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great.
All right, Justin, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great long weekend.
My pleasure. You too, gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay, and Justin's with Fogler Rubinoff, one of the major law firms, beautiful downtown Toronto.
Are they handling something for you right now?
No.
You're not suing anyone?
No.
But it's still early in the day.
But their coffee's good.
Yeah, the coffee's very good. Welcome. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and if you're looking for something unique to save your house, your cottage, whatever you're doing, we've got a great guy coming up next, Jonathan Schlue from CarGenerator.com, and he will take your calls. We'll find out more about what's going on with that on Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
All righty. We back?
We are back.
That's what it said.
We're back.
You know, the red light's on.
I have to tell you, we actually don't go anywhere. We're just sitting here talking.
Al does. Drinks too much water.
We're going to go to the phone just now. CRV problem with Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you, Andrew?
Hi, doing great show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I got a 2001 Honda CRV, four-cylinder.
Yep.
And I think I listened to you, and I think it was a car show in Toronto. They had a problem with the distributor caps. I have a problem, too, because when I get one, buy one, they put on, it doesn't really fit well. It fits, but it's still a bit, won't lock on, it'll rock a little bit.
There's something wrong with it.
Where are you buying it from? Are you buying it from Honda?
No, that supplier that all the graduates use, I don't want to mention his name.
Okay.
But that's a good product, and he gave me three to try, and none would fit. He couldn't figure that out.
You know, unfortunately, as a garage owner, you know, we have to depend on the suppliers.
Yeah.
But yesterday I put two starters on a car and neither one worked, and I had to give the lady a ride home. So what I would probably do in this case is, you know, ask him for a credit. Ask him if he can get you a real one from the Honda dealer.
Yeah.
Or just go there yourself and buy it. That's the only way you're going to get one that's going to work better.
Yeah, because it goes on, but it's about a 16th, or maybe 3 or 4 millimeters doesn't close up.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
I don't want to tighten it up because...
No, because you'll crack it or break it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the distributor seemed to be the brain of the condition system.
Well, a lot of this stuff isn't... it comes from China.
Yeah, and that's what the dealer said. He said, well, it's all from China, the stuff, he says, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't always just work.
No, 100%. Right? No, that's right.
So, yeah, you know what, congratulations. This car is, what, 17 years old and it's still on the road?
Well, I've been cleaning this distributor cap for 5 years now.
Get out of here, yeah.
You must be very tired.
Yeah. No, it still works. When I go to the wife, I says, oh, I've got to tune up the car a bit. What are you going to do? Well, I've got to clean the distributor car again.
So whereabouts in Scotland are you from?
Just outside Balloch there in Alexandria.
Yeah, nice, nice. I'm always from Motherwell.
Motherwell, oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
A lovely town.
Yeah.
Especially when your eyes are closed.
Well, I'm around a bit of tourist area there, and I still miss it there.
Lovely.
But Canada's a nice country, too.
Yeah, we'll have a Kilkenny one day. Thanks for your call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Andrew.
Well, guys, great show.
Thank you.
You know, that's always an issue when you get parts that... I had a situation with an auto wrecker supplying a transmission for a used truck.
Right.
And we went through 4 transmissions before we found one that worked satisfactorily. And that's 6 hours to re.
Well, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I was upset, and I said, look, I'm your quality, what's it called?
Quality control man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
No,
so at the end, he gave it to me for nothing. But that's me when I spent 24 hours of labor in and out.
Exactly. It's we get stuck with it. I mean, you can't pass it on to the consumer, otherwise you lose a customer.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad that way.
So here's a case where the part actually was the wrong part for the car.
So be careful. You know, don't shop price. You know, you got to go with the part may cost a little bit more, but it's going to be well worth it.
What year's your CRV?
An 02, actually.
I cannot believe how many CRVs are out there. You know, I don't want to be flogging Hondas here, but I see even the older ones, like the original ones, are still out there, and they're not rusty, and they're running around all over town.
Actually, I heard a story about the new ones are causing some problems, though.
Is that right?
Brand new ones. They've gone to a 1.4, 1.5 four-cylinder turbo engine.
Turbo, yes. Turbo's
and they've got some oil issues.
I've got one of our tenants is a turbo rebuilder.
Mm-hmm.
He is swamped. I mean, all these Fords are out there with turbos and the trucks. That's a rising market. Now get out of the car repairs and start fixing turbos.
So turbos are increasingly being more challenged.
Yeah, because they're always run so very, very hot, and the oil inside cokes up, and the guys just shut it off and walk away.
Whoa.
In reality, when it's that hot, you're supposed to let it idle for at least a minute and then walk away.
Perfect. Okay, we have that dreaded thing called winter coming up soon.
Ooh.
And you know what happens in this city where you get ice storms and you lose power in your house?
4 times this last year.
Amazing. Don't you hate when that happens?
Solutions to come up from CarGenerator.com. We'll talk to Jonathan Schlue, who started this whole thing right after this. Stick around. It's interesting stuff on Dave's Corner Garage. Okay, this is Dave's Corner Garage. Got some really interesting stuff coming up right now. Camera 43 for Dave.
Alrighty. You know, I live in Forest Hill, the center of Toronto, Midtown. If a dog walks by, the power goes off in my house. And I'm thinking, Jonathan, I would have known you a few years ago, I would be a customer. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, I was at your site. I didn't realize that you've been working on this project since 2010.
Well, that's when the idea first appeared to me, and then I just gradually developed it. And then I sold my tech company and bought a cool trailer, and it just developed from there.
So tell us about it. It's a generator that fits on your car. Go ahead.
Sure. So what happens is it's a generator for those of us who really don't really want to buy a generator. You wish you had backup power or backup plan, but you really don't want to spend $5,000 to get a whole house generator. So it's a simple device that's 16 pounds. It's weather and rainproof. And when the power goes out, you very simply attach it to the front of your car and you start your car engine just like you would any other gas generator. And that will give you enough power to easily run your furnace, your fridges, the core things in your house. And the most important job that it has is running your furnace. In the winter, especially when the power goes out, it's very romantic, it's exciting, the kids shout hooray, everyone gets flashlights, but about 3 hours, 4 hours later, when the house starts getting cold, you really know that you need power. And this device is simple. Pull it out, attach it, run an extension cord into your furnace, and it will power your furnace for between 50 to 70 hours if you need it.
Now, Jonathan, this is not something that we're going to use every day. It's something we keep in the car as an emergency.
Yeah, keep it in your car or your garage. So you can use it to power up your furnace. You can use it to take camping. One of the biggest things about this is that it's no maintenance. There's absolutely zero maintenance, which means that it has a shelf life. Could be 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. There's really nothing mechanically to maintain, no filters, no fuel stabilizers, no gas cans. And the other thing that it does is when the power goes out, if you need, if it drags on, you've got the full tank of gas in your vehicle that you can run for a long time instead of having to go out and buy a bunch of gas and fill it into cans.
Now, while we're talking to Jonathan right now, go on to the website and look at cargenerator.com, and you'll get a better idea visually how this thing works.
Yeah, and we should talk actually about the price points. This is not expensive.
No, it's. I wanted to make it really affordable for people. It's $6.95. That's the standard price in the U.S. and Canada, and it's a simple. It's a, again a simple device you can use. One of the most important applications, if you have hot water rads, if you heat your house with hot water rads like we do, that's one of the most important. If you know anyone that heats their house with hot water rads, it's so simple because if the power goes out, the pipes freeze, your radiators freeze and crack, and this device uses so little power, your rads use so little power, it's just basically a pump, that this device is so simple for people that heat with hot water rads. You can stay, like in the ice storm, we stayed in our house running our hot water rads, our fridge, our freezer, and a few lights and computers, and we stayed that way for 3.5 days and very comfortably lived inside our house. Instead of having to go out to a shelter and a hotel, fight with other people for food, just stay in your own house and stay warm and safe.
Jonathan, what's the, you mentioned that you need to have a special hookup for your furnace. What is the cost involved in that, do you know?
For sure. So that's included. We provide it with a what's called a furnace connection kit.
Okay.
And that is a simple thing that you can see on our website. Basically, think of it like a plug, like you would have on a kettle or a vacuum cleaner. And
right.
Basically, it's an outlet and a plug. And that basically that goes beside in your furnace room. There's a switch. Everyone has a switch in your furnace room. So it's a simple outlet that goes beside the switch in your furnace room. And that's it. And that will basically, when the power goes out, you simply unplug it. Plug it into an extension cord and run out of your car, or you can leave it running connected normally.
Yeah, I guess as you were saying before, the downside is either you get a professional generator, which is what, $5,000 to $10,000.
More.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah, it's $7,000 or $8,000 for the generator. Plus, you got to install it, and you got to get a gas line to it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, you got to get permits. You got to get all that stuff, and then. For the number of times you use it, if you live where the power goes out several times a month, then absolutely get one of those. But if you just wanted to have some insurance and you just wish you had this to run, that's the best way. The other application is for oxygen machines, CPAP machines, all those kinds of things. My lovely Greek dry cleaner told me a story about his mom who was on an oxygen machine in their house, and the power went out and it dragged on and on and on in the last ice storm. And about midnight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, they were all on pins and needles because the battery that it runs on was getting low on power. Mm. And they were getting ready to pack her up and take her out to the hospital to emergency just to get oxygen. And this is so simple. You could attach it to your car, run an extension cord in. The other big application is sump pumps in the basement. If you have a sump pump, you definitely want one of these.
Great. Listen, Jonathan, we're going to have you in the station next weekend, all right? And we're going to get people to call in, take your calls, and you can talk about more applications because it's more than just your car hooking up to your house. There's so many other different ways to go with it. So thanks for joining us. Have a good, safe, long weekend, and we'll see you next weekend, all right?
Thanks very much,
Ed. All right, cargenerator.com for more information. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Some more stuff to get through before the hour is up. Davey Boy, all yours.
Okay, you know what? I got this last night as a bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
Nissan Canada is recalling 13,000 vehicles in the area. The cars include the Frontier, the Micra, Versa, Sentras, everything from 17 to 18.
That uses a key.
Yeah. Now, apparently what happens is, just like the GM thing, the key wiggles back and forth because people have got stuff on it, too much stuff on it, actually, and it wears out the lock. And the lock will actually shut the car off. So you're driving along, and it's brrr. You don't know what happened.
No, at that point, you lose your power steering, you lose your power brakes.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary. You lose control of the car.
Right. Nobody's been hurt so far, but this is a recall. It's a voluntary action as far as they're concerned. So I would, if I had a 17 Nissan and old and newer, contact your dealer immediately and see if you have an issue. Really important stuff.
And if you've got a big whack of keys on your ring, you want to take the car key off.
Why do people do that?
Well, why would you think otherwise?
Because I don't, my car key's like a fob.
Right.
Right? I put it in my pocket. And if my phone is over my thing, it won't understand the fob.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. No, so it's in your pocket, and you put your phone in your pocket. The car won't recognize the fob. So it won't open, won't close, and sometimes...
I see a lot of people that still walk around with a lot of keys in their...
Looking at mine. I mean, I
got 5 pounds of metal there.
Well, I got a shop key, I got a house key, I got my wife's car key, so there you go. Doesn't take much.
So you lose that bundle and you're in deep doo-doo.
I am. As a matter of fact, my wife did. I hope she's not listening. And that cost a lot of money.
You're telling me $700.
No, I got off easy. Only cost about $400.
Why are these new fob keys so expensive?
Well, because, you know, it's an electrical transmitter. It has chip in it. And the other issue is it has to be programmed.
So that's up to $17.
And no, but it's coded. And the Crossfire that I'm driving, I had to get a key. It had to come from Texas. It's the only place in North America that makes it.
Really?
Yeah. So now it was $200 my cost for that key. And I asked the guy what the retail is, and he said, well, add 35%. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, being proficient, I ordered two of them. But I used my wife's card.
But, you know, it happens a lot. There was one of our neighbors where we are. She had a fob, and she was walking along in the parking lot of one of the shopping centers, and mm-hmm. she fell out of her purse into the manhole and down.
Oh, that's bad.
It's scary. A lot of people lose their keys over these holes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the other one I had here is Yanko badged Corvette is a new car that they're going to supply. They modify a Corvette for 1,000 horsepower. Can you imagine 1,000 horsepower just rumbling around downtown Toronto in traffic?
No.
Just
idling? Well, yeah, you could. 1,000 pounds horsepower, you go like 2 miles an hour there. You're not
probably
gonna move.
Yeah. It's just insane. I mean, the stuff they're building right now is just insane. So just my quick reminder, I want you to enter the contest, davescornergarage.com.
You can go to the Mayan Riviera.
I was down there. It's absolutely
beautiful down there.
Did you have nachos, senor?
I don't know what nachos.
Did you ever get off the property, or did you just order room service?
No. When we were down there, we were in the Moon Palace, which is part of this group.
It's a city, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Right? You got a tag on your arm, and you can go to any one of their 6 hotels. So we went for lunch at every different hotel when we were down there. So you can go to the Mayan Riviera one.
Al, we should maybe invite ourselves down.
I'd like
do the
to
show
go.
From
Absolutely.
Down there. Maybe bring some listeners down as well.
Yeah, we should do a rent a bus.
Just get a plane.
Rent a bus. It's a long ride, eh?
We'll get a plane.
Yeah, but it's a good price.
Besides the fact, if you get the Tijuana two-step, you want to make sure it's got a bathroom big enough for the whole bus.
You know, a true story. We come off the plane, we get into the bus, they drive us to the hotel, and, mm-hmm. and he's explaining what we're going to do. He says, first, we got to go for the chicken, and then we're going to show you your rooms. And everybody puts his hand up. We ate already.
No.
And then they told Dave, that's not your bus. That's not your bus.
And when you get off the plane,
the
first thing they do is go, how many
See,
how
now
many
you
beers?
Know, Dave. You said, what's nachos? Now you know. It's not your bus. Your bus is the other bus.
It's no chicken. It's check-in. All right.
By the way, if you want to catch this act, you can go to Yuck Yuck's any Monday and Wednesday at about 3 in the afternoon.
Okay. And
you can get chicken at the check-in?
See.
Keep your shiny side up, grease your side down. Have a great weekend.
And watch your nachos.
Next weekend. Pass some napkins, will you?
Next weekend, Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator will be here to take all your questions. So have a great, safe, long weekend.
Yep. Don't drink the water.
He's on a roll. Goodbye, nachos.
Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.